Year of the Griffin by Diana Wynne Jones. Read by Jonathan Broadbent. Chapter 1. Nothing was going right with the Wizards University. When High Chancellor Corrida decided that she could not change the world and run the university as well, she took herself and her three cats off to a cottage beside the waste, leaving the older wizards in charge. The older wizards seized the opportunity to retire. Now, 8 years after the tours had ended, the university was run by a committee of rather younger wizards, and it was steadily losing money.
"We need to make the place pay somehow," the chairman, Wizard Corcoran, said anxiously at the beginning of term meeting. "We've raised the student fees again, and got fewer students than ever," Wizard Finn pointed out, although to hear the shouts and the bang and scrape of luggage from the courtyard outside, you would have thought most of the world was currently arriving there.
"Fewer, yes," Corcoran said, looking at the list by his elbow. "But the ones we have got must all come from very rich families, or they couldn't afford the fees. It stands to reason. I propose we ask these families for money. We could put up a plaque with their names on. People like that."
Wizard Finn shot a look at the lovely wizard Myrna, who turned down the corners of her shapely mouth. The rest of the committee simply stared at Corcoran with different sorts of blankness. Corcoran was always having ideas, and none of them worked. The students thought Corcoran was wonderful. Many of them imitated his style of wearing an off-world necktie over an off-world T-shirt, both with pictures on, and did their hair like Corcoran in a wavy blonde puff. Brush.